or use the word ought, you say?
He ought and have.
Okay. And say, if you had done something that was hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend of yours was just standing around watching, you'd say to him, after you got through with it, you'd say, you know, instead of standing there, you know, you might
have done something.
Okay. And if I ask you if you'll be able to do something, you say, well, I'm not sure I can do it, but I'd
like to try to.
Or I might.
I might can.
Okay.
Or I might could.
And it's kind of a bird that can see in the dark.
It's a bat.
Okay. Or another one.
Owl.
Okay. What different kinds of owls?
I've heard of a night owl.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
What's a night owl like?
Just a owl, as far as I know.
What about the little one that makes a really scary noise?
A screech owl.
Okay. And a big one? Do you ever hear of the one that makes sort of a hooting noise?
Hoot owl.
Is that the same as a night owl? Or?
That's what I think a night owl was. It was a hoot owl.
What about that kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
You ever heard any other name for a woodpecker?
No. Mm-mm, no.
What about the peckerwood? You ever heard people call it a peckerwood instead of a woodpecker?
No, I've heard of people call other people peckerwoods, but not a woodpecker, a peckerwood.
What is it mean when you call a person a peckerwood?
Kind of like he did something nutty.
Mm-hmm. Is it very insulting?
No, it's more of a kind of a kidding comment.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a kidding put down, you know.
Have you ever heard the word peckerwood used to mean white people?
No.
And a kind of black and white animal has a real strong smell.
A skunk.
Any other name?
Polecat.
Which one did you use when you were growing up?
Skunk.
And say some animals have been coming and killing your chickens. You didn't know exactly what kind they were. What general name would you have for that kind of animal?
Varmint.
Okay. What do you think of a varmint as?
Animal like a skunk, possum, coon, small animal.
Could it be a mouse or a rat?
No.
What about a bobcat?
Yeah, a bobcat.
Mm-hmm.
Some bigger type animal like that. But I wouldn't call a rodent,
mm-hmm,
like a mouse or a rat or something like that, a varmint.
Would you ever call a person a varmint?
No, I wouldn't. I've heard people call people varmints before, but I wouldn't call them a varmint.
What did they mean when they were calling some of the varmints?
I think it means they're sorry and no good.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about animals. Kind of bushy-tailed animal that goes in the trees.
Squirrel.
Okay, what different kinds of squirrels are there?
There's fox squirrels. Cat squirrels, the only two kind I know of.
What's the difference?
Fox squirrel, kind of orange in color, and it's bigger than a cat squirrel. A cat squirrel is kind of gray in color and small.
Have you ever heard of a cat squirrel called a boomer or a mountain boomer?
No, but I've heard of a flying squirrel and seen a few of them.
What about something smaller than a squirrel?
Oh, got fudge back.
Chipmunk? Uh-huh. Do they have those squirrels too?
No.
Can they climb trees
too? I don't think so.
What type of fish are there around here?
There's bass and perch and brim and gar and shad. Buffalo, catfish. That's about all I can think of right now.